students, by and large, they just don't want to talk about it. But those who do, for basic emotion is good. I heard again and again, it's about time, and they're all confident that this charge is going to lead to a conviction. Now, what I see here, media from Charlottesville, across the state, outside the state, networks, they're all here. They're very excited to get the latest on this case. Now that it's been reported that there will be a charge, the emotions are charged here. People are ready to take this story to the next level. Charges for Jesse Matthew, it's something that people have been waiting for a long time.
The charges that the jury will hear are the charges that the prosecutor feels comfortable and feels the prosecutor has probable cause to bring. In this case, first-degree murder and abduction with the intent to defile. There are no pending charges against Mr. Matthew with respect to Morgan Harrington. Each investigation takes its own course. Law enforcement has been working diligently on all of these matters, and the simple fact is that the case involving Hannah Graham was ready to be charged first. The prosecutions for the abduction and murder of Hannah will bring Mr. Matthew to justice for these crimes, crimes that were committed against Hannah Graham, against her family, and against our community. The penalty for the two felony charges, the abduction with the intent and the first-degree murder, are 20 years to life. So it's a substantial penalty that the jury will be able to consider.
I think it's good. I think it's about time. And I think that it really needed to happen. And everyone's going to be kind of humbled and feel better about him finally being put away.
I just think it's about time. I don't know. Everything that's happened has just been, like, such a big impact on this community. And, like, it's been hard on everyone, like, dealing with that and, like, trying to keep up our grades. And, like, everything that's been happening has been really hard on everyone and just, like, the community as a whole.
We just drove by the jail. We were just talking about it.
Yeah.
So, we think it's really good that he's going away for good. It's about time, and they should have caught him years ago.
I feel like I have a duty and bound to be at any trial that Jesse Matthews is at. I intend to be at the Fairfax trial as well as any other trial. I need to see if I can figure out why, although there's no answer.
Jesse Matthew is appearing by way of a video link, but not from Fairfax. He actually has been moved back into the local jail, and his attorney, Jim Tamblock, is going to ask that he be able to stay for the next few months, both to help him prepare for his client's case, but also so his family can pay visits, and apparently his family is inside the courtroom. Matthew's case is set to run from June 29th to July 17th, but the attorneys looked at dates going back as early as May before the judge set the three-week period that does include a holiday. They said they'd only really needed 2 weeks. Defense attorney Jim Kambloss asked for a trial by judge, but the Commonwealth's attorney got its own request of trial by jury. Witness subpoenas will be sealed to keep, in the words of Commonwealth attorney Denise Lunsford, the case from being tried in the media before the actual trial. She did tell the judge that 4 to 6 witnesses will be flown in. Jim Kambloss said his trial is too much for one person, so he asked for and received a second attorney from the Public Defender's Office. From Albemarle Circuit Court, Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
19 years have now passed since Hannah Elizabeth Graham was born in Reading, England. Her remains were found this past October off Old Lynchburg Road. John and Susan Graham, parents of the UVA second-year student, made emotional appeals during a 5-week period between her disappearance in Charlottesville and the discovery in southern Albemarle.
This is every parent's worst nightmare, but it is also a nightmare for our son James, for Hannah's grandparents and other members of our family, as well as for all of Hannah's many friends here in Charlottesville and beyond.
We need to find out what happened to Hannah and make sure that it doesn't happen to anybody else.
33-year-old Jesse Matthew was arrested last year, and he has been charged with her death. That case is now part of the criminal justice system.
Why is because of all of you. That's the why. No, I'm not going to talk about that at all. I can't talk about that. That's the reason for I can't talk about that because it's a huge undertaking. There's a lot of evidence. There's a lot of witnesses. It's a major case. I mean, count the number of media that are standing here right now. I mean, it's a big case, so I needed some help. I mean, it's too much for one lawyer.
My request was simply that subpoenas be sealed because, obviously, there's a lot of interest in this case, and the Commonwealth has an interest in trying this case one time for the purposes of seeing that justice is done for the community and the victim's family. If the media were to go interview and then publish interviews of witnesses prior to the date that a trial takes place, then the defendant is not afforded a fair trial, which is also the Commonwealth's interest.
This won't be Matthew's first appearance in Albemarle Circuit Court, but it will be the first time he's there live and in person. On Monday, Camblas filed motions for both the DNA expert and a continuance, saying he won't have enough time to prepare for a June 29th trial. A new court date is expected to be the main issue of this morning's hearing. Matthew was charged with both the abduction and murder of Hannah Graham, whose body was found 5 weeks after she disappeared from the downtown mall. Matthew goes on trial for the 2005 sexual assault and attempted capital murder of a Fairfax woman on June 8th. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
There are very few tasks that I can do for Morgan. Being here and being a witness to these proceedings is one of the last things that I can do for her, and I intend to be here as often as I can. I didn't want to glare at him or stare at him, but my role now is to witness.
The defense asked for a DNA expert and asked for a continuance of the trial date. The judge granted the motion for a DNA expert, the expert to be identified at a later time, and granted the motion for continuance, setting it for a date certain on May the 5th, to determine a new trial date.
We say we sometimes are called upon to walk the talk and chalk the walk, so that's what we'll be doing down there. One of Morgan's professors at Virginia Tech, Jane Vance, is going to do a large portrait of Hannah on the chalk walls there, as well as a copy of a painting that she did of Anchorage Farm called The Hunted. You don't have to remain victims. You can move forward and find solace and growth. We have found that through trying to help other people, and I offer that to victims as a means of healing.
I want to see what happens when evil intersects with justice, and I will pray fervently that justice, whatever that may be, eventually will prevail.
There's a statute that provides very specifically the qualifications of counsel that may be appointed in the case. There are guidelines that are promulgated by the Indigent Defense Commission, and they have to have a certain number of trials that go to a jury. They have to have, in order to be lead counsel, a certain number of capital cases that they've tried.
The first time the, you know, Earth goes around the sun and you pass the first anniversary of each event and you see the emptiness in your life and in your home is the hardest. That first year is the most difficult.
Lawyers for Matthew said they needed more time to prepare for his case in Fairfax County, where he's accused of attacking a woman 10 years ago. Prosecutors opposed any delay, saying it's already been moved back once. Matthew's public defender says going forward with the proceeding on June 8th will obliterate Matthew's right to a fair trial. In court papers, the attorney said she needs more time to investigate about 40 suspects in the police file. Rob Graham, News Radio 1070 WINA. Jurors in Fairfax Circuit Court heard the woman's wrenching account of the attack in 2005, but she never explicitly identified Matthew as the attacker. They also heard from a responding officer who said she was covered in blood and appeared to be in shock. A nurse specializing in sexual assault described the woman's injuries in the effort to recover DNA samples after the attack. The prosecution says DNA recovered from the attack links Matthew to the crime. The DNA link emerged after Matthew was identified as a suspect in the Hannah Graham case. Rob Graham, News Radio 1070 WINA.
Testimony was graphic at times, especially from the nurse who examined the victim. She gave details of the woman's genital area, which was swollen red and bleeding. Her exam report also detailed scratches and swelling in other places. The officer who examined the victim at the hospital told the jury that she was bloodied and in a state of emotional shock. The trial will not take the 2 weeks the court set aside. Prosecutors plan to wrap up their case today. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
I cannot understand why this young man has to enter a court in shackles and in prison clothes all of the time. And you know, and I know, that image conjures up everything except something good about an individual.
Everything in your life after you reach a certain point of age is infused with meaning and memories. And Hannah Graham's favorite color was orange. I chose orange to wear today. Last week, Jesse Matthews wore orange. So orange can't be barred from the courtroom.
But today, particularly when he left the seat, there was a direct look with both Jill and me. I mean, he stared at us. He knows that we're here.
One motion was granted, and that was further motions will be kept under seal to protect the identity of people who will be testifying until they actually do testify, the defense doesn't want them to be hounded by the press. One motion was denied, and that was risk assessment. The defense wanted an expert to come and see if Jesse Matthew is a threat to anyone in the prison. Is he a future danger for anyone while he is in prison? And that was initially taken under advisement, but the defense then asked, well, we would like to have a ruling on that today, and the judge immediately almost snapped back, motion denied, after this hearing. Jill Harrington actually went to Jesse Matthews' mother and said, my condolences, I know this is incredibly difficult for you, and I hold no ill will against you. Jesse Matthews' mother was taken aback. She thanked her. Jill Harrington said outside the courthouse, there is nothing they are accused of. This family is innocent, and she does feel their pain. From Albemarle Circuit Court, Billy Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
I do want to tell you that when I was leaving the courtroom, I walked across the aisle, I looked his mother in the eyes, I told her that I understood this was very difficult on their family as well. I gave her my condolences, and I shook her hand. It was the right thing to do.
This is a hearing that has been described as unexpected. It wasn't originally in the schedule, and reportedly it might be about withdrawal of a defense motion. But of course, it's kind of obvious. The electricity is in the air. Is if this is unexpected, could this indeed be a plea agreement? It's a viable question, but a source very close to Denise Lunsford and her office say that Commonwealth Attorney Denise Lunsford has no idea if this might be a plea agreement. It's a matter of wait and see. Reporting from Albemarle Circuit Court, Dory Zook, News Radio 1070 and 98.9 FM, WINA.